Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
StoryCorps, Public Radio's oral history project, came to Boston's Museum of Science for the opening of a special exhibition called Race, Are We So Different? The interactive show presents a historical and scientific look at the concept of race, exposing both its wide-ranging effects on society and its limits as a purely cultural construct. Each Monday, on WBUR's Morning Edition, we're presenting a series of conversations among visitors to the exhibition about how the concept of race has affected their lives. We begin with Marilyn Smith Quarku, a lifelong educator who confronted racial discrimination early in her own schooling. She's interviewed by her daughter, Essanam Quarku.
As Grandma would tell the story, things in the Boston public schools still hadn't gotten much better from the time when she was a student.
Well, what does that mean? Paint the picture.
Well,
this was a pre-busing picture.
Definitely, so. Yes. By the time I was in fourth grade, 1958, 59 or so, I just kind of remember the adult conversations about how horrible it was, or that teachers didn't expect as much from the students in Roxbury, or particularly African-American students from Roxbury, because I think the schools were still pretty much integrated. So when I graduated from eighth grade, I made a decision. I asked if I could apply to St. Clair's Girls High School in Roslindale, an all-white school. Now we're about 1964 in high school. I think we were somewhat like taken up with the civil rights movement a little bit.
I was going to ask. And so Grandma and Grandpa, they said, okay,
yeah,
if that's what you want to do.
Yes, they did. Catholic schools at that time, they had a good reputation. Mm-hmm. They knew it would be a college-bound program, and I guess they felt like I could manage being one of three African-American students in the whole high school. And so I did that. I made that commitment, and they supported me. What's kind of telling about school, even though I ended up in the Catholic school?
Yeah.
I think we ended up coming back to the same place we probably would have ended if I had stayed in the Boston public schools, meaning by the time it was 12th grade and it was time to go meet your high school guidance counselor. I got in there, and the guidance counselor just said, it would probably make more sense, Marilyn, for you to think about going to a community college and learning a trade. And I was crestfallen. Crestfallen, you know. And so I decided that was clearly because of my race. And it didn't matter all the accolades I had received at the school. And I thought, boy, in the end, she sort of just relegated me to this place that devalued me and who I was. So... No.
And so what did Grandma
Now, you know, I mean, you know, I don't have any pictures of my parents like being ballistic, being rude. I mean, always kind of very tempered. And I always appreciate this response because I think it has served me well into my future. She very calmly said, we'll go up to school, we'll talk to the guidance counselor, and we'll tell her we don't need her help. I mean, because I had an older cousin who actually was a teacher by the time I was ready to go to high school.
Who was that?
Cousin Marion.
Yeah.
That's right. You remember? So Marion was kind of like my image of what I was going to be.
So you always wanted to be an educator.
Yeah, because of Grandma, because she had gone to college to be a business education teacher. And then I met Marion, who was a teacher. Aunt Betty was a teacher. Even Uncle Herbert taught at Tuskegee University. I mean, Grandma just made sure we knew all these things about each other, you know. So, yeah, I felt like it was my legacy to become an educator.
Marilyn Smith Quarku, interviewed by her daughter, Essanam Quarku, at the Museum of Science in Boston. Our series of conversations on race continues next Monday on WBUR's Morning Edition. For more, go to WBUR.org and click on StoryCorps. StoryCorps Boston is produced by WBUR's George Hicks.